Now, that nickname, Yurosaki, short for Socrates, when did you start using that? When did that name, nickname for you come about?
Actually, the nickname came before I was born. My father was, among other things, teaching philosophy at Seton Hall, and I was due to be born on July 12th, which is a Protestant holiday in Northern Ireland. It's Orangeman's Day. So the students offered a mass to ask God to keep my mother in labor. And I wasn't born until the 15th. They claim she was in labor for 3 days, but I'm a little skeptical about that. I think she was just a little bit late. When I was born on the 15th, the students sent a telegram to the Pope saying that God had once again shown the victory of the Catholics over the Protestants by having Socrates O'Sullivan born on July 15th. And it got to be a family joke. Excuse me. My name is my father's name. I was Junior. And growing up in Jersey City, the way the family distinguished us was some people were still Big Mo and Little Mo and Big Mari and Little Mari. But I have cousins, and it's Big Ed and Little Ed, and Big Ed is 5'6", weighs about 140 pounds, and Little Ed is about 6'3", weighs about 250 pounds, and he was much older, so they knew there's a problem with this. So the family started calling me Socrates, then Saki. And in Jersey City, everybody misinterpreted that. As I mentioned before, I grew up in an Irish ghetto. My brother's a couple years younger. When he went off to college, he had no front teeth. He had a plate in there. He had no cartilage in his nose. It had been broken. One arm had been broken, one leg had been broken in fights. Nobody would touch me because a rumor started in the Italian neighborhood that there was a kid in the Irish neighborhood who was so tough he became a professional fighter at 11, and his name was Socky. And when I eventually met Italians, they would say, "Are you the Socky O'Sullivan? Were you really a professional fighter?" I was just a pudgy little kid.